Fairly serious, wouldn't you?
Drug possession?
20 years ago, you were doing drugs. 10 years ago, you were getting in the way of the police. Today, you're giving false statements to customs officials.
Oh, that was for a marijuana joint back in my college days. That was more than 20 years ago.
We're going to be impounding your vehicle and searching it.
I don't believe this. In all my years driving, I've never even been inspected, never mind searched.
Well then, it would seem like you're due.
They gave Mark his cell phone so he could make a few calls. His first call was to Bud.
The shipper says it's your responsibility to check your load. They got 100 or more trucks leaving the warehouse every day. They don't have time to check every one in detail. The driver's just got the one load, so...
Don't tell me you're siding with this guy, Bud.
No, not at all. I'm just telling you what he said to me.
Do you have to make it sound like you agree with him?
I've gotten about 4 loads a month from him for years. The one time something goes wrong, you want me to forget how much good business I've done.
Well, you could at least call him a name or something.
All right. I'm just telling you what the asshole said. You feel better?
Yeah, I do. Thanks. What about the broker? They cleared the load without checking the trailer, too.
Yeah, well, the shipper says he won't be using them anymore. He'd switch to save himself $20 a load, but obviously the savings wasn't worth it.
You're telling me I'm going to end up with $20,000 in fines and have my truck impounded for a lousy $20?
Shit, sounds bad when you say it that way, don't it? Look at the bright side. After you pay the fines, you'll be able to sue the shipper and the broker to recoup your costs.
Bud, you're no help at all.
I'm doing what I can, Mark.
Do you know any lawyers who specialize in customs laws?
I doubt that would do you any good right now. But give me an hour or so and I'll call you back with the names and numbers of a couple of lawyers.
Yeah, thanks, Bud. Having a lawyer would make me feel a little better about this whole thing. Maybe even pull the reins back on this customs guy. He's like 20 years old and has an attitude like I'm the guy who stole his lunch money through high school.
Why do you think you need a lawyer?
Well, I don't really need one. I just thought that maybe a lawyer would, like, you know, be good to have.
Well, you just might be right on that count. Because I think you might be hiding something inside your truck.
Like what?
I don't know. That's why I'm going to have your vehicle disassembled, so I can check the pieces carefully.
You can't do that. Can you?
Oh, yes, I can.
Don't you need just cause or warrant or something?
You're confusing U.S. Customs with NYPD Blue. But if you want probable cause, how about making a false statement and having a past criminal record?
But you're not going to find anything in my truck.
Oh, maybe I should just take your word for it. After all, you haven't lied to me before, have you?
That truck is my whole life. You can't just rip it up just because you feel like it.
Oh, yes. I can.
Mark was certain he was going to be sick. By the time he got to the bathroom, it turned out to be a false alarm. So instead of making a call on the Great White telephone, he lowered the seat and sat down to think in peace. Did he have anything illegal in the cab? He didn't think so, but then again, he'd been sure he'd be able to cross the border without a problem, too. He did have a Louisville Slugger stowed behind his seat, and that could be construed as a weapon, even though in court the case could be made for it being an essential tool for checking tire pressure. Mark would just have to wait and see what they found, and hope that his truck wouldn't be too mangled by the Customs Department officers and mechanics.
Yeah, we're home free, my friend.
But they're gonna search our truck.
So, Mark thought, he wasn't the only one who was getting his world turned upside down today.
Relax, they're not gonna find this stuff.
At the mention of stuff, Mark lifted his feet off the floor and unlocked the stall door.
Yeah, why not?
Mark imagined the first guy was bending over right now, checking to see if there were any feet in the stalls.
They're not gonna find this stuff because they're checking the trailer. They can look inside every damn box, they're not gonna find nothing but empty glass bottles, just like it says on the invoice.
The stuff's hidden, right?
Damn right it is.
Where?
Fuel tanks are tricked. Only the top half's for diesel fuel. The bottom?
Oh man, that's so cool.
Not as cool as the cash we'll be getting when we deliver this load.
The irony of the situation was too much. Here was Mark, who had made an honest mistake, being raked over the coals while smugglers, who were proud of the way they defied the law, would be getting away with their crime and probably become millionaires in the process. While he couldn't do anything about his own situation, perhaps he could do something about these other guys getting across the border unscathed. Then, after another moment's thought, Mark wondered if maybe there was something he could do to help himself out and catch the bad guys all at the same time. When Mark returned from the washroom, he found mechanics working on Motherlode and parts of her lying all over the place. Mark felt like crying. That was his whole life sitting there in pieces on the asphalt. There was no way he deserved any of this. But he checked himself before he thought life wasn't fair. Kids with brain tumors wasn't fair. Like it or not, this was part of the business he was in. This time he got stopped crossing the border and was suffering the full extent of the law. Next time he could sail through without as much as a nod from the customs officer. It was like rolling the dice. He'd lost the first round, but maybe he could win the next. On the left of Motherlode was a box trailer, pulled by an early model black and yellow Western Star. On the right was a late model white Volvo with a President's Choice trailer behind it. Mark couldn't be sure which rig belonged to the man he'd overheard in the washroom, but his guess was that it wasn't the PC trailer. That one was probably driven by an old-timer who'd been driving for the same company for years, and as he watched the rigs, he saw a gray-haired man with a pronounced belly come out of the customs office carrying a camera bag. The guy was probably traveling with a new video camera or some other piece of equipment and wanted to have it tagged to avoid any hassle crossing the border with it. Minutes after the old-timer drove off, two men came out of the customs office and climbed into the black and yellow Western Star. Mark thought they were the ones from the washroom, but he couldn't be sure. The fuel tanks on their truck looked normal enough, but Mark knew that if someone went to the trouble to trick the tanks, they'd probably have taken the time to do an expert job of it. Mark's only chance was to talk to them and listen to them speak.
I hope you guys didn't get screwed too.
What?
Over there.
That's your truck?
Yeah, well, it used to be.
That's too bad, man.
And all I was carrying was carpet, you know? You think a few rolls of carpet would be no sweat.
Yeah, sorry. Better luck next time, huh?
So what are you guys hauling that customs are so interested in?
Glass, empty bottles.
They pulled you over for that?
Yeah, I guess so. Look, I gotta get going, so if you don't mind...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Safe driving.
The guy behind the wheel didn't respond. Mark turned and went looking for high school. He didn't want to give the kid such a gift, but it was the best chance he had for getting Motherlode back on the road today. He found him at the desk behind the counter of the customs office.
Hey there.
What do you want now?
Is this a bad time?
What is it?
Well, you know that black and yellow Western Star that just pulled out of the lock?
What about it?
I think they've smuggled something into your country.
Is that right?
Yeah. They've got something done to their fuel tank so that the top carries fuel and the bottom is carrying something else.
Right.
No, I'm serious. I heard that...
Look, you already lied to me about what you've had in the back of your truck.
But...
And now, because your truck's lying in pieces, you want me to go chasing after someone else.
No, that's
not... Well, I'll tell you something. I'm busy enough at the moment nailing your ass to the wall, so if you don't mind, go tell your story to the wind and let me get my work done.
You know, I envy you.
Huh?
Losing my virginity was one of the best moments of my life. And you obviously still have that to look forward to.
You asshole! You're gonna pay for that!
High school suddenly looked incensed. Mark knew he'd probably just gotten himself into a whole lot more trouble if that was possible, but he couldn't stop himself. The guy was a little too high on the ladder and needed to be taken down a few rungs. Problem was, Mark wasn't really in the position to bring him down from his perch. Outside, he found an older customs officer, having a cigarette by one of those outdoor butt-stop ashtrays. The guy was bald on top, white around the edges, and looked as if he'd been working the border when Packards and DeSoto's ruled the road.
Hey, how you doing?
Making a living.
Been out here long?
A few minutes.
Did you see that black and yellow Western Star that pulled out of here a little while ago?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, when I was in the washroom, I could hear one of the guys...
The old guy listened intently, not interrupting Mark until he was finished telling his story. Mark was watching the mechanics disassembling Motherlode when he was joined by the older customs officer.
State troopers pulled him over.
And?
Checked one of the fuel tanks with a dipstick and only went down 8 inches. The tank's about 30 inches deep.
And what was in the bottom of the tank? Drugs?
I don't know yet. They're towing the tractors to an impound yard and they'll be opening up the tanks there. And my guess is they'll find cocaine in there.
You think?
We've known there've been drugs coming through our crossing for the past 6 months, but we couldn't figure out how it was being carried. Well, now we know.
So is that what high school's looking for in my rig?
Who?
High school. The young officer looks like he's just graduated and desperately needs to pop his cherry.
Oh, Myra. Yeah, he's a real nutbuster. We've told him to lay off.